USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in North Carolina say search and rescue teams are going door to door checking on people who may be trapped or hurt after Hurricane Dorian swamped Ocracoke Island with floodwaters. Emergency officials have flown or shipped fuel trucks, generators, and food and water to the island. Governor Roy Cooper.
Hurricane Dorian has left North Carolina and now the cleanup begins.
The hurricane caused massive destruction in the Bahamas, and international help is coming in. O'Neill Cosa is CEO of Bahamas Paradise Cruise Line, which is taking storm refugees to Florida.
They needed help. We gave them the help, but we're not done. I mean, this is the tip of the iceberg.
A large crane gave way and crashed into the side of a downtown apartment building in Halifax, Nova Scotia, due to hurricane, now tropical storm Dorian. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump is planning to divert more than $3.5 billion that Congress had appropriated for military projects and use it to build a wall along the Mexican border. Florida Democratic Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz.
The president wants to swipe billions from approved military projects just to fulfill a foolish campaign promise. A broken promise, remember, because U.S. taxpayers, not Mexico, will be paying for this monstrosity.
The president says immigrants coming across the southern border constitutes a national emergency. At least three South Koreans have been killed as Typhoon Lingling made landfall, bringing heavy rains and strong winds that caused hundreds of accidents throughout the nation. One woman was knocked over by strong winds. A bus driver was crushed to death after a wall at a hospital collapsed. And another man died when a roof panel hit him in the head. Trees were knocked down, flights were canceled, and over 100,000 homes are left without electricity. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A 29-year-old hiker died this week in a fall while climbing the Half Dome at Yosemite National Park. Daniel Burnett of Lake Havasu City in Arizona was using cables on the Granite Rock Formation when she fell on Thursday. In the past 15 years, there have been more than 290 falling accidents at Half Dome, including 13 deaths. A new poll teaches us how Americans feel about a growing form of technology. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
When it comes to using facial recognition technology, most Americans trust law enforcement agencies to use the capability responsibly, but they don't have the same faith in social networks, technology companies, or advertisers. That's according to a new Pew Research Center survey. It finds a majority of Americans, 56%, say they do trust police to use those technologies responsibly, but notably smaller shares of the public say they trust technology companies at 36% or advertisers at 18% to use it responsibly. The survey was based on responses from nearly 4,300 U.S. adults. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tickets with you on your computer or mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.